Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bull & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome back to the Wildcat Scoop Podcast. I'm your host, Shelby Shear, here with
Jason
Shear. I didn't know you were doing the last name tonight.
Shear, me.
Shear, Shear, did you forget your name? Hello, everyone. Welcome. We're going to be discussing Shear. Arizona men's basketball, who will be, traveling up to the school up north, as we like to call it.
That's not what we usually call it, but what you usually call it, we probably can't say on the podcast because there's kids listening.
It's not a good word, but the school up north is kind of like what we all collectively say, and we're going to be facing the Scum Devils for part two of this rivalry for this season, and we're doing a little bit early. We're recording this earlier than we maybe usually would, but...
Because we're getting a puppy.
We are getting a puppy. Puppy update. We were supposed to get Camden today, and we got to pack, and they just had a really busy surgery day, and they just didn't get to the puppies.
I offer home neuterings, but they wouldn't accept
they
that.
Didn't accept your home veterinary skills.
Yeah, not only am I a podcast host, a website extraordinaire, I can provide neuters as well.
Provide neuters?
Yeah.
Wow. I think it's a little more technical than that, but anyway, so puppy's not ready until tomorrow morning, and
That's my rap name. Nasty neuter.
That doesn't work. Anyway, Arizona basketball rivalry game. We've already talked about it. It's not really a rivalry game.
I don't like nasty neuter now that I just thought
about
it.
It's not good.
Sorry.
ASU did do Arizona a solid by beating Washington State on Saturday. That was awesome. So thank you for putting us in first place again.
Do the read and let's get cooking.
All right. So... our sponsor, Longview Insurance and Investments. Since it's chilly, I'm sure they love your singing. You're just coming up with your own jingle in real time. Snow in Tucson, it sounds unpredictable, right? But we know the unexpected happens. It's important to be prepared and to have a plan. Like, where will your retirement money come from? Have you optimized your 401k? If you have questions about your current retirement plan or want to begin preparing for tomorrow, contact us at Longview Insurance and Investments. Visit our website at www.longviewinsuranceandinvestments.com to learn mas.
Thank you.
There we did. We did it. Whew, I feel good. I feel good about it.
I feel good that you feel good.
I feel good. Da, 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 da. I knew that I would now. You never know where these podcasts are going to go, guys.
Brielle's over there mocking you, by the way.
Yeah, Brielle's playing Fortnite and dying quickly, so. Ooh, you're not on this podcast.
Yeah.
Zip it.
Brielle, be quiet. Take your shit.
Back to talking about basketball, as I'm sure most people want to hear about. What do you remember? Harken back, Jason. What do you remember about the first meeting between Arizona and the Scum Devils?
It was a close game, Shelby. Arizona only won by a score of 105-60.
105-60. It was an ass whooping.
Arizona averaged 1.4 points per session, shot 65% from two, 40% from three, 78% from the line, only had five turnovers. Offensively, it's about as good of a game as you're going to see at the college level. ASU not so much. Made 44% of its twos, made 25% of its threes, couldn't make free throws, couldn't rebound, turned the ball over more than they usually do. They actually are a pretty good team at controlling the ball and all that. Yeah, it was, you know, one of those, we see it once in a while, one of those perfect storms.
Perfect game.
Where everything goes right for one team and everything goes wrong for the other. That's what this game was. I mean, Arizona put in their bench, and Mrazek looked like Steph Curry. It was just at a point where it was like, I don't want to say you feel bad for ASU. Like, if it was a smaller team, you'd probably feel bad for them. You're like, oh, man. But it was at a point where it's just like, this is just, we're at the point where it's dumb.
It's like a mercy rule.
Yeah, like, it's dumb at this point. There's
poor. I mean, it was nice. It was at McHale. It was, you know, home crowd, rowdy. I'm assuming you think Wednesday up at the school up north will be a little more difficult.
Yeah, I would be shocked if Arizona went in there and won by 30. It would really surprise me. I'm sure that ASU has this game scheduled on their calendar.
You've been thinking about it all season.
Yeah, circled on their calendar as soon as the other game ended. Bobby Hurley said, look, that was the result I was afraid of. I'm not saying ASU is going to win, but... I just can't see Arizona going on the road and winning a game by 45 against really any D1. Like, it's you know, you don't...
It's hard to win on the road.
Right, you just don't do it in that environment and all that. But I just expect a better effort. I don't want to say ASU quit that game, but eventually when you have a game like that, you get demoralized and there's only so much you can do.
Right. Well, also, I do expect to have... Even though it's late, we'll have quite a few Arizona fans there.
I'm curious about that crowd. 8 p.m. game.
In Phoenix.
You know, I'm assuming it's sold out or close to sold out because of the rivalry, but we'll see.
All right. ASU's coming off the win over Washington State, as we mentioned. Does that apply at all to Arizona?
Well, there's two schools of thought, right? The first school of thought is ASU's feeling pretty good about themselves. They have some momentum. Now they have confidence. Like, hey, we beat Washington State. Washington State beat Arizona twice. We could beat Arizona. The other school of thought is my rule, but usually my rule happens in consecutive games, like a Thursday-Saturday game, which is that it's hard to carry emotion. Like, if ASU beat Washington State on the Thursday and Arizona played ASU on that following Saturday, I would say that it's much more of a concern of matching the emotion. But now ASU has had some time off. Look, college basketball is a game of matchups. That's all college basketball is.
I feel like you've told me this
before.
Yeah,
and Washington State is a really difficult matchup for Arizona, and it's not as difficult for ASU, but ASU was also on fire that game, and Washington State couldn't make anything. I mean, Jalen Wells went from being the best shooter in the country to not making anything. I don't think it'll have a big emotional impact. I don't think there would be a letdown. I don't think ASU is good enough to have a letdown game, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. And I just don't think that, like, there's going to be super confident just because they beat Washington State. It strikes me as a game that...
Greetings, Fantasy Warriors. I'm Heath Cummings, your guide to fantasy dominance on FFT Dynasty. Join me this offseason where mock drafts become epic showdowns and every pick shapes your legacy.
If I was Adam, with the team that he's built, Will Levis makes so much more sense.
And that's not all. We're peeling back the curtain on the future with our exclusive 2024 NFL Draft Prospect Profiles. Uncover hidden gems that'll elevate your roster to legendary status.
Puka Nacua. After Cooper Kupp, we really have no idea who's going to get the targets.
Keaton Mitchell of East Carolina. Explosive speed is ridiculous.
This isn't just a podcast. It's a playbook for champions. Subscribe to FFT Dynasty now, and together we'll conquer the fantasy football frontier. Your dynasty journey starts here.
Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
You ready, Bob?
Well, all right.
Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year.
You dig?
Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
It's probably... I don't think it's a big deal in the grand scheme of things. That makes sense.
I mean, it's a big deal for ASU to try to beat Arizona.
Yeah, like, well, look, like... Them beating Washington State is great for Arizona. Arizona went from the Vegas underdog to winning the conference that night. They switch it to now they're back to being the favorite. I will go on record. I think both teams probably lose another game. Like, I think Arizona probably loses one more game, and I think Washington State loses one more game to the LA schools. even though Washington State's at home, USC, UCLA, both teams are still capable of beating them.
Okay.
So we'll see.
We'll see. What type of team is ASU? I know what you're already going to say.
Go for it.
You're going to say ASU is streaky. They're hard to plan for because they don't really run an offense. They kind of do a UGU kind of situation. They are scrappy though. I will say I'm adding a as an adverb, scrappy. And Hot Bobby on the sideline. Jeez. We'll see what version of Hot Bobby we get.
Hot Bobby.
That's me and Erica's thing though.
Yeah. That's the problem with ASU. Like, I think I said this before the first game. I know what I'm getting out of ASU within the first 5 minutes of a game. Maybe a little more, 7 minutes. You know, you take a look at them overall, and they're not awful. I know that sounds weird. They're 118 in KenPom. They're 500. But when I say they're not awful, it's because of that streakiness. Like, when they play well, they really generally play well. Like, we watched that Washington State game, Shelby, and they looked legitimately good. And the reason they looked good, they shot 51% from twos. They weren't really chucking up threes. They didn't turn the ball over, which they don't normally. But, like, you have a guy like Alonzo Gaffney, for instance. He had 11 points and 5 rebounds and, you know, 6 rebounds and 3 assists, and he's getting dunks. You have Bryant Salamanque, who has 9 points and 7 rebounds. When those guys are stepping up, you know, we watched Adam Miller hit the 2 big threes at the end one at the time. You know, when those guys are stepping up, all of a sudden it looks good, right? Against Arizona, when those guys aren't stepping up, it doesn't look good. You know, defensively, ASU is still 46th in the nation. And the reason why on KenPom they're 46th in the nation is they do a very nice job of being a frenetic defense, right? Like, they go for a lot of steals. They're 40th in steal percentage. They go for a lot of steals, and they will often sell out to defend the three. You take a look at them offensively, and they're not good. You know, they don't turn the ball over. Very, very clear. They do a great job at taking care of the ball. But they don't rebound at all. They're flat out. They don't offensive rebound. They don't even really go for offensive rebounds. Against Arizona, they're not going to go for offensive rebounds. They're going to try to shut off the transition basketball. They're not a good free throw shooting team. They don't shoot a lot of threes. And when they do, they're decent, you know. But they're not that, you know, good at threes. They're not that big in sense that, yeah, they have some big guys on their team and on their roster, but they're playing a 6'5 power forward and 26-year-old Jose Perez, literally 26. But, you know, it's a situation where, yeah, I mean, I can analyze the hell out of them, but at the end of the day, the best way to describe them is they're streaky. Like, that's what they are. Like, that's just how...
They're streaky, they're scrappy, they're ASU. Oh, my gosh. We totally should make up a song. I'll think about it some more.
You do that, honey.
What matchup intrigues you the most?
The easiest one to go with is Pella and Jose Perez, or Keyshawn and Jose Perez. Whoever's guarding Jose Perez. Because he's a matchup nightmare. Because he really is a 6'5 power forward who can hit you in the post of smaller guys, and then he's quicker than bigger guys. But the one that I'm really curious about is Kylan versus Frankie Collins. Or, you know, even though Pella might wind up guarding Frankie Collins, just Kylan on whoever. Because we all saw what happened, and I'm not getting into the ripping Kylan whatever, but we saw what happened last game. And I'm always curious to see how a player responds. I thought Kylan responded pretty well.
In the second half.
But this is a different environment. There's going to be things said in this arena that no man should hear, right? And it's going to be a different vibe completely than it was at McHale. And, you know, Tommy made an interesting thing that said Kylan's just the type of guy that sometimes you need to yell at him like that. And he goes, hopefully Kylan reaches a point where we could be a little more, like, courteous almost, right? Like it's different. Like, Tommy won't yell at Caleb Love that way because Caleb is old enough where you don't have to yell at him, right? NBA players, you notice those guys don't get yelled at very mm-hmm. often because they're old enough. And Kylan mm-hmm. is still maturing, and that's part of the way you reach him. But this is a big game because you have the feeling that Frankie Collins is going to play well. He did not play well in the first meeting. No one on ASU played well in the first meeting. The bigs fouled out. I think both bigs fouled out in under 12 minutes or under. But that to me is, like, I'm really curious to see how Kylan plays. I'm almost excited to see how Kylan plays because if he responds well in this type of environment that he's going to see, I do think it's a it's a legitimately big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Path to victory, I didn't even list as a question because you always yell at me. It's real simple for Arizona, though. Same thing as the first, take care of the ball. If they take care of the ball, I just can't see how they lose.
No dumb turnovers.
I really can't. Like, and I said the first, like, they only had 5 turnovers in the first meeting. I would have, if you told me that, I would have predicted they would have won by 20. If they have 10 turnovers or less, ASU probably didn't win the game.
Okay. I do dare ASU fans to say stuff to Caleb because you know what happens when you talk shit to Caleb.
It was really funny when someone asked about, did he know if he had the 2,000 points? And he goes, yeah, I knew, but if I didn't get it, I would have no problem doing it at their place.
Yep. So. Yeah, such, he's totally ready, so I'm excited about that. And, all right, well, we kind of have gone over everything already. I guess, what is your prediction?
Yeah, it's not going to be 45 points or whatever it was, but I just, again, it's a matchup thing. Would I be a little worried if I was an Arizona fan? Yeah, a little bit, just because of how streaky ASU is and Arizona on the road and all that. But this is just that time of year. I think Arizona goes in there, gets it done. I'm going 85-71, Arizona. 85-71.
Okay, that's legit. I think that Arizona understands that, you know, they've got to continue their victory streak in this territorial cup situation that we're in. I guess what's her name isn't back, hasn't started yet. Desiree doesn't start till March 3rd, so they aren't going to lose. I was going to say they're not going to lose in front of the new AD, but they're not going to lose regardless. Arizona's going to win. I'm going to say I do think that ASU makes things a little tough, you know, with their scrappiness and their, you know, they are quick trying to get their hands in there, stealing the ball and everything. I think it'll be a little lower than your prediction. I think it'll be 81-71. I think it'll be a little closer.
I expect it.
Yeah, you know, that's good. Thank
Brielle, you want to get in here and say your prediction?
What's your prediction? Yeah. Get in here before you die in Fortnite.
My prediction is 85-70.
85-70. Thank you, Brielle.
Yeah, is that almost
basically
your
matching my prediction?
Yeah, she's not really listening, guys. She's 85-71. Playing Fortnite on, you know, the sound is silent. But
Shelby, wrap it up, big dog. I'm gonna be Elmo.
You guys know the line at this point. We can all say it together.
It don't matter what city you're rolling with, Tempe or Tucson.
No matter where you are.
No matter where you be.
No matter what you do.
What you doing right now?
You can always.
That doesn't mean never. That means literally every second.
Beat that Sun Devil ass.
Oh, calm down.
And bear down, baby.
All right, Shelby, let's play our favorite ASU game. Over, under, half a technical for Bobby Hurley. Will he get one or not?
Yes, he definitely will get one.
Will he get two? Ejected?
No, he won't.
Shelby's going with one. I am also predicting one technical for Bobby Hurley.
Let's go, Hot Babby.
CBS Wednesday.
We have so many cool, diverse people from different backgrounds, different beliefs, different upbringings, and it just keeps growing. I feel
it in my soul. I'm a citizen of the United States.
I'm a hustler.
I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
I'm the queen of the tribe. I'm a
survivor. I am playing whatever role I gotta play.
I'm gonna play this game full speed.
I ain't going down like no punk.
A new Survivor, Wednesday on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.